says in the parsha, when Klal Yisrael stand before Kiryas Yamsuf, the Mitzrayim are coming from behind, the Yam is in the front, the animals are coming out of the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu picks up his eyes and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma titzak elai? Moir Elohom v'yisau. Tell him to go ahead. V'yisau. They look as water. It's a yam. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam says, V'yisau. Chazal tell us, maybe some Ramazim in the Psukim or Belin Yoneinu, that Nachshon and Aminadov jumps into the water and the water splits. The water comes up to his neck. Ba'umayim ad nefesh. This is Nachshon ben Aminadov. Ve'eru hizoyche. Nachshon ben Aminadov. If Nachshon ben Aminadov would not jump into the water, the whole musig of Klal Yisrael will be a history. Yeah? The mitzvah will kill us, garnish. Lo'ihoya umo Yisraelis. The whole umo Yisraelis is chai v'kayom is because Nachshon and Aminadov jumped into the water. Nachshon and Aminadov jumped into the water. So while Nachshon and Aminadov jumped into the water, Yamsuf split. Nein, Kriyas Yamsuf with Avram Avinu Gipak, Yankel, Yitzchok, 210 years in Mitzrayim, Haftochas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything is set. Whole package is there. But to pass through, we need a Mesiras Nefesh. What kind of Mesiras Nefesh? Jumping into the water. Jumping into the water. Chazal tell us, it was Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chof. Gemara says over that one of the Amiroim, Rabbi Yehuda, the Bible brings down. So Rabbi Yehuda says that was it the Pshat that we davened and we scream and we yell and there's no rain? Ve'ilu kamoi, Rav Yudas, ve'ilu kamoi, the Gemara says that once was no rain, so Rav Yehuda told his shamash, take off my shoe, chloitz li minoli. He just took off his shoe and already it started to rain. We make aneinu every day, garnished. And kamoi, they just took off the shoe. And the Gemara is mamshich. And we know how to learn more from kamoi, the Gemara says. What the Gemara says, we, when we learn uktzim, the Mishnah Ve'isha, Kodesh Esyerek, we have 13 mehalchim in the sugya. And Rav Yehuda, when he came to that Mishnah, Omar leke avayis abayi v'rove. We don't know what the Gemara means, but this is what state. It's ribui toira. We have today the same kind of pchina. Ribui toira. The Kamoyim didn't have that ribui toira. So we have ribui toira. We daven veles tzarchi v'kachi kikruchi veles mashkech bon, like the Gemara. We scream and we yell and no one looks. And they... Zog the Gemara, Kamoi Masr Nafshayu Akdusha Sashem. The Gemara brings down a maise that Rabbi was walking in the street. It was an isha. She was wearing something that sneezed. She jumped and he tore it. He took it off her and he tore it. And then the maise, she was a guy, then he had to pay a lot of money. And the fact that he didn't twink twice to check, he just tore it, that's a good sign. Yeah? Not, this is not, the shmuz is not in the kanois now. Yeah? I don't want to, you know, in the chapsach was a vilhar. Yeah? We don't have that type of people here, so it's not a problem. But what's stated in the Gemara? The Gemara is our pasuk, our parsha. We go back to our parsha. Amalek comes to start up with Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, Vayachnu berefidim, Val, they were in refidim, so Amalek came to start up. Now, the milchama from Amalek, tutzach mit the bitl teir. Milchama la Hashem ba Amalek mit doir doir, ein akise shalem, till kol hazman Amalek is around. Amalek is the disturbing, for Klal Yisrael, for the teir. So Moshe and Yeshua, they make the milchama. Till now, every war Moshe Rabbeinu fights, he takes a stick, whoop, everything happens, yeah? Molly throws something up, throws something down, and Melech HaBoshim gives a jump. Here with Amalek, and Yeshua goes to fight, and Moshe Rabbeinu is not fighting, just picks up his hands, yeah? Again, Moshe Rabbeinu did. V'yedei Moshe Kvedes, he can't do it anymore, it's too heavy. And Imamish Aaron, V'chur, everyone is holding him, Yassima, every Mitachtov, it's Kvedes, he can't do it. He can't stand up and pick up his hands. He can't do it. Sabot Nazar. The whole time, Moshe is the one. Moshe is the one. You tell me here, on Moshe, you have to have Yeshua make a milchama. It's not Yeshua. I think Mishnah asked me, Chiyonav Shem Moshe, Isis milchama. Nigin of the Meichab. But what's the pshat? Shete givaldi kezach. Kamoi masr nafshayu akdushas Hashem. Sius nefesh. Sius nefesh. That soida atzloche of a person is the mesirus nefesh. A person has to do a mesirus nefesh. You know, they say over Rabbi Saul Salanter. Rabbi Saul Salanter said, if you tell a person you want to know Shas overnight, but in that night he also wants to chat Epes Ashlof, yeah? He's asking to stay up that night, but you know, at least from 2 to 4, Epes to sleep a little bit. He's not asking to be up the whole night. Even if he knows that in one night you can chat Shas, but he wants to sleep in that night. Mamed Vorim Amur. The Amiroim say it. Just that no one will say it. We speak about 2,000 years ago in the Gemara Amiroim. Kamoi Masr Nafshayu Akdushas Hashem. We don't have Mesirus Nefesh. We have a lot of learning, but felt in Mesirus Nefesh. Felt in Mesirus Nefesh. The secret of Atzloche. The secret of growing, to take yourself from one level to come to the other level, is Mesirus Nefesh. This is the Soid. The Soid is Mesirus Nefesh. Now, a person thinks about Mesirus Nefesh is, I'll tell you a big klal. Everyone is masking to be Mesirus Nefesh. And what he chooses to be Mesirus Nefesh, yeah? He decides now he's going to learn Shas. Well, it's very hard. But Mamash Amoyso Nefesh. Because the guy decides he's Makbet to daven in Yeshiva, he's Mamash Amoyso Nefesh. Because the guy decides he's becoming a normal Yeshiva Boch, he doesn't go in the street without a hat and jacket, he thinks he's Amoyso Nefesh. Yeah? Every guy has his Mesirus Nefesh. He's only eating kosher, doesn't eat Shvach Ech Shevim. Thinks he's Moisel Nefesh. Every guy has his things that he thinks of as Moisel Nefesh. And all of them are true. And they're not mezalzel in them. But for sure it's kedai to take on more and more stuff to be Moisel Nefesh. But it's not the Ikar Nekuda that I want to speak out today. I want to speak about the Mesirus Nefesh that everyone could do. To try to find points of Mesirus Nefesh to win. You can say, Alamo Lehavdil in a game. Yeah, it's all different pieces that you could eat. But some pieces, if you eat them, you get a lot of dots, yeah, a lot of points. These are the geshmak zachen. Yeah, you look for them. You look at the cherries. You know, yeah, you want to get them. There you get the good zachen. A person, the moshel, gets up in the morning. It's hard for him to get up today. His mesilas nefesh is hat and jacket. He doesn't eat rabbanu. That's all of his list. But you know, but his mesilas nefesh, the moshel, is not dafka krishma morgan avram or going. I'm not going. What is machbis? Today he wakes up in the morning and it's hard for him. He knows the right thing is to get up now. Oh, I have a point. This was nefesh. Eat. Chaparai. And the night seder. He doesn't have where to go to bed. He doesn't have. In fact, he's going out to look what to do. Hopefully he'll find someone to check the new stores. He'll find what to do. It's not like a gamble has to go somewhere. He doesn't have what to go. So up and down, you'll see, you know, maybe there's all different stands every day, maybe, you know, a better side. This is not called that he has what to do. And I'm not saying Malach Bocher has to have a break. You know, I could learn another 5 minutes. I'll be my Senefesh with Rebbein Shalom. I'll be my Senefesh with Rebbein Shalom. Finishes the Davin, yeah? He's about to go out like an Oleinu. There's nowhere to go to, yeah? But, you know, he can't bother to stay till then. It's a pelet kazach, yeah. It's baduk menusa. 99% of klal Yisrael towards the end of davening, the tefillin goes off with no reason. The davening is an hour and a half, and an hour 25, the tefillin goes off. The hour is 10 minutes davening, the tefillin goes off to 8 minutes, yeah. Ashu v'letzi, and the tefillin starts to go off. It's a mafla. It's so hard to leave it on for some people, yeah. And by some nefesh. Now I want to tell you why, in a way, this is better. And it's harder and it's better. This is real Mesilus Nefesh. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Moisel Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moisel Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm not asking you to add now to learn till 2 o'clock in the morning. But your Chavrusa is not here and there's no one here. There's nothing what to do now. Close the Gemara. You go out by 8. I'm staying. I'm learning. Every person that manages to win points of Mesirus Nefesh, to win points of Mesirus Nefesh, while you think it's small little things, go back. Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael. Ganz Klal Yisrael. Daber Bnei Yisrael v'Yisov. Nu, nu, go. Dehainu, it could be a lot of times in life, like Yamsuf. It's a Yam. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to be my son Nefesh. I can learn another 10 hours. I can learn another minute. You could. I'll my son nefesh for a minute. This is what Hashem is asking. The rest will be split. No one asked Nachshon ben Aminadav to go under the water and to die. Jump into the water. What is the difference? Try to think about it. But now that we know that the Yam split, so it sounds, I want to tell you, Nachshon ben Aminadav didn't have a tzad that the Yam was split because of him. If he had a tzad, what is the greatest that he went in? Yeah, he came to touch, so he touched. It didn't make sense. The Hainu, you know how big is the Yam? Obviously, the grace is the Yam. Yam, small little person. One little step doesn't make no sense. This is the amount that we're asking you to be Moisel Nefesh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't think, what is the point? 1 more minute Moisel Nefesh, the rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam will do. The rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam will do. But do the Mesilus Nefesh. Do the jump. Do the Mesilus Nefesh. Jump. The person has to know You know, you have it 100 times in the day that it's hard. These are the 100 times that Hashem wants you to be Moisan Nefesh. Sometimes a person wonders, I'm so small, I have to be so big, there's no chance. Like, how Hashem wants me to be so big? How Hashem wants me to grow? Hashem says, look, over the day I gave you hundreds of times to be Moisan Nefesh. Hundreds. You know, if you'll eat so much dots in the game, you know, you'll have already billions of dots. This is the half. This is the same thing. Every day, you know how much Mesilas Nefesh you could have had today? Not again. The world has a Meshugasan that they think the Mesilas Nefesh means that from this moment on, I'm becoming a Meshuganer, depressed, not enjoying life. It means that I have to commit now not to eat in no restaurant and not to eat nothing good and only to eat crust. You can eat normal, enjoy life, but decide I'll try to win every Mesilas Nefesh. Not every. I will try every day a couple things, but I don't want, I will dafka do. You don't have to decide what. Don't decide what. I said, it's another madrega a person takes on himself things to do, to mechazik himself, to grow one more madrega, and nocha madrega, and nocha madrega. Avada. It's nocha nekuda. It's not what I want to take out in this point. It's that hard. It's hard. You take things like you think manavshach. I want to tell you, some of the things that you take are Mesilas Nefesh, but it's a different kind of Mesilas Nefesh. It's like a commitment, a person could commit, yeah? Every person in the world, some people decide, you know, he's like this, he's like that. People in the world also, the game also decides, he's in this party, that party. Even if it doesn't go, he has to stick to his party. This a person just sticks to his ideas, to his decisions, it's also Mesilas Nefesh, but it's one kind of Mesilas Nefesh. Hashem could promise so much good to a person. He says, today you will have Siyata Dishmai in his learning. He comes, and he has someone to shmooze him in the first 10 minutes, the first 15 minutes. No, there's no reason. There's no reason to shmooze now. There's no reason. I don't even know what to speak about. Now what? I'm forcing myself to learn. Not asking you to force yourself to learn Ben Azdorim. Because they have to learn after night Seder, after second Seder. During Seder, yeah. Someone will ask you, is it normal to learn during Seder? Yes. No, I think the vow we're holding in the matzah that everyone agrees that during Seder, it's just normal to learn. It's normal to learn. Not losing it. It's normal doing davening to get a siddur and not to daven baal peh when there's a siddur near me? Yes. It's a shik of tuchim. So what? Not saying out the Kabbalah, I will never bench. This is Shafi'im Kippur, the Kabbalahs. So sit there. You know yourself, you're skipping every second word. You know yourself, there's a siddur there. What you will answer to the Rebbe Shem is a siddur here. I can't be bothered. But then if you will see there like a sheet in the parasha with a nice story, you get up to the other side of the show and you pick it up. There's the Mitzvahs. Hashem is giving you this test. Mesilas Nefesh. Mesilas Nefesh. This is the secret of that slocha. Moshe Rabbeinu has milchomes kaseida. Hashem makes Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one that represents the miracle in Yad Hashem. Moshe doesn't have to work hard. One time that is hard, Moshe says, Moshe doesn't have it hard in his following the Rabbeinu Shalom. Because it's a stira that Moshe has to work hard. If it's not Hashem, so don't win. If it's Hashem, what is hard? It just goes. Yeah. He has to hit the Sela twice. Shinagan tzachet. Yeah. To the chil Hashem and hitting the Sela. This is the symbolizing Moshe Rabbeinu because this is Shchina. Shchina can be hard. Hashem is everything. One place, Moshe and Yeshua can win a war. Vayachlish Yeshua samolik lufichorev. They don't win the war. They don't win. They don't win a Molech. Klal Yisrael are trying and trying. It looks like a Molech kivyochel is stronger. He almost is winning the gates, and then Haman and a Molech comes the whole time. We almost win it, but we're not managing. You know, it's like Mandazah. The Rebbeinu Shalom with Moshe can't win this little shagets. And Moshe Rabbeinu V'idei Moshe Kvedos. Moshe can't hold his hands anymore. And he works. Ayu Yodav Emunah. With the milchama of Amalek, with the milchama of the Yetzer, it's not easy. It has to be hard. This is the milchama. This is the Mesirus Nefesh. This is the way. It's not the pshat. It's even so we have to fight. It's so. This is the way the war will be. That Moshe Rabbeinu, it would be hard for him to pick up his hands. Chemes Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't even speak about it because it doesn't make sense to us. Moshe Rabbeinu, he speaks to Hashem. You know, he speaks to Hashem. Panim el panim. Yeah? The dream of heaven, they come from Moshe. He speaks to Hashem. Panim el panim, you know? Asher Yahin Hasso. He speaks to Hashem. There's a fight. He has to stand. That's heavy. That's heavy. He speaks to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's call it the Yikula. Happiest person in the world. Let's call it the Yikula. Come on, she's Talmud Vosik Osik Lechadish. He knows everything. But when the Milchama from Amalek that comes from Ramfidim, from Rofi Yadei and Bateire, it's hard. Moshe needs to fight. Aaron needs to support. Chur needs to support. You have to work. It doesn't go. Because this is the secret of the Hatzlacha. The Mesiras Nefesh. The Gemara doesn't stop say that story. I know it's a hard Gemara to understand the Gemara in Brachas. But the Gemara says, we know to learn better from them. From what it means. We know Tyrus. They didn't have Tyrus, Rashi says. I'm his coach of results. I'm not at all. I'm a Sforim on Tyrus, on Kelim, on Zroim. You know Yerushalmi, on Zroim. The world is... It's an under generation. Who knew Yerushalmi Zroim? I'm a point you're in Ireland. And the Gemara says, and it's negate to us. You're right. And we daven, the less mashgach bon. No, we feel the same thing. We say, Aneinu, 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 it doesn't rain, yeah? And people really don't say it, like, well, it doesn't make a difference really, yeah? So you don't think it will change anything if you say it. This is the way we saw Shvach in the moon. And Kamoi will just take off a shoe and it will come off. And the Gemara answers is one answer. Because Kamoi master nafshayu kedushas Hashem. So you would think, if some of the Gemara would bring up some mice, he wanted to kill them, and he had to turn his head around and not to look. So someone was doing aveir, he took a chance, he didn't mind. That was dangerous. He would lose all his money. He lost all his money. They charged him 400 zuzim more, so he had to pay for it. He lost his money. But Baran, that Bas Yisrael is not doing the takonas Moshe Tzorich, he didn't mind to lose his money. He was masking to be Moshe Nefesh. He was masking to be Moshe Nefesh. If a person trains himself, and any bocher could do it, I want to tell you but one secret of this Hatzlach. It's an MS secret. But listen carefully because without this line, everything we said is about Gornish. A person said, okay, it sounds very good. It sounds very good, Mr. Smefesh. It sounds a good idea. That's what everyone thinks now. Say that. Again, I'm not asking you to decide now to Makabel for 18 hours. Mr. Smefesh. If a person doesn't decide to take it on like something that he will do, that he will try every day, at least 3 or 4 times, to win, to be Meister Nefesh, it will never happen. Because if a person will say, no, this is too hard, this is, you know, I will choose this one. That's not called Meister Nefesh, this is easy. No, this is very hard to get up today. Yeah, easy one, you know what? I'll leave. A minute later, yeah, it was an easy one, yeah? This restaurant, that restaurant, this restaurant. It's an easy one. So it's nefesh means, when a person feels it's mamish hard, you know what? I'm moisa nefesh. I know now is man tefillah, later is not man tefillah. It's hard for me, but I'm moisa nefesh. The level of mesirus nefesh will grow with the years, with the time. But to try, at least for a week, I would say at least the Pesach, but at least for a week. every day twice to win. Not to say, no, this is too hard, and to win an easy one. And the hardest one to win. And remember, the Kiryas Yam Suf, Klal Yisrael, everyone deiros from one little Mesiras Nefesh, from one little jump. But to do it, a person cannot know how much he could change, how much Siyah Hadishmai he could have. And he's doing the normal things. It's hard. To find every day, say at least for a week, if a person is smart through Pesach. I know some friend of mine that when we came to do it, something became G'day Le'olam. Not friends, but older from friends. G'day Le'olam. It's such an easy thing to do. It doesn't cost garnished. And you stay the same normal person. The same normal person. Because if it's a Krishna, it's a bit as a Muslim, carry bottom. For the bench, I'm getting up for getting a bench. Next time is something else. That, if you decide, okay, benches I get every time. So it's not Nefesh, it's something else. Choshev Kabbalah. I'm sorry, wait 1 second. Is a bench or not? I will get a bench. Then speak Lashonah. You know what? I'm not speaking Lashonah today. I'm missing Abba. I'm going out of this room. Bad deer, I'm leaving this deer. Little things. A person does it, it could change him. And then Hashem, if a person does it, mamish, could be a ma'apecha, a ma'apecha. Tell you, do it for a week, I'm sure at least 50 guys will come over to tell me that their life changed. Bezus Hashem.